Welcome back to Hour Number 2 with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, Southern California. And just want to remind you, you're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we were talking to Captain Larry. Do we still have Captain Larry? Oh, Captain Larry, what happened? Did you go in? Larry?
Yes, I'm right here. Serge, can you hear me?
Larry, can you hear me? Larry?
Sergio.
Larry?
I'm messing with you. I can hear you.
So, Larry, give us some of the 411 of what's going on today.
Hey, you were messing around with me. I was just about to hang up. Anyways, hey, Serge, we're right here. We just pulled up to the lake. It's beautiful. Gosh, you know, we got a full moon over the lake right now. It's so nice. But, hey, what we got is the kids' Fish Free Trout Derby. It's part of the Department of Fish and Wildlife, or DFG as we all know it, part of their Kids in the City fishing program led by our friend Brian Young. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they go to these different urban park lakes and they load them full of trout for the kids. We had two plants here. OC Parks put in 800 pounds on Thursday. DFW put in another 600 or 700 pounds yesterday. I was here checking it out. I could see big fat trout right from the shore, just ready to be caught. It's all free. If our listeners bring their kids down here, you can enter Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley from Edinger side or the Euclid side. And the lake that we're fishing in, they refer to as North Lake. It's the closest lake to Euclid and Edinger intersection. And they got to get here between 7:30 and 9 to register. Well, we do take kids that get here later, but 7:30 to 9 is the registration. 9 to 12 is the fishing. We got all kinds of great raffle prizes that were given to us by our sponsors. There's going to be plenty of help. I think, Sergio, you guys from the studio are all coming down.
Absolutely.
Hope to see Viet from Owner Hooks down here, too.
I'll be there, Larry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he said he's going to be there. Go ahead, tell him.
I'll be there, Larry.
Okay. And so there's plenty of trout to catch. We'll have prizes. They have trophies for the biggest fish in different categories. And there's a free lunch afterwards, too.
Right, and it's all free. Hey, Larry, I know you got to get in there and start setting up. And the nice thing is both you and Eric are ready to go. And, again, I know you're part of the Angler Chronicles crew, but, you know, we need to celebrate individual efforts. And I want to thank you for bringing this because this is your project you brought to us so that we could, you know, team up and help you with. And we do more of this in the future. Okay, so, Larry, I'll see you.
Thanks, Sergio. Hey, it's a labor of love.
You know what? Exactly.
I love doing this.
And I love that you love it because I know Ron and I are big pushers of this. And, you know, Viet, we have his support with Owner and all our sponsors. In fact, let's cue in Greg. Can we get Greg on the. Oh, I see. I see Robert shorthanded. Greg, just hang in there. We'll come out to you in the back. But, Larry, okay?
Yes,
we got free food, free fishing. Like you said, labor of love. Okay, so
and we got a team of professional fishermen here that are basically some of the best trout fishermen in the area that are going to be here to assist the parents and their kids to have a day of success. You know, a lot of kids are going to catch their very first fish here today.
Wow.
Sergio.
Yeah,
and they're going to be hooked for life.
And I encourage. I don't know how many pros. And I consider the saltwater bass angler, tournament fishermen, I consider them pros. They're coming out, and hopefully they're wearing their tournament jerseys. They look like NASCAR drivers, so I want to make sure that the kids get a chance to take a picture with them, you know? They're the stars.
I want my picture taken with them.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Robert, can we get Greg cued in here, locked in? Hey, Greg, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. A poor Robert back behind the... He's by himself today. He doesn't have any help.
Oh, he's like a one-armed paper hanger then.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, Greg, I mean, I know you from On Target are a huge supporter of children activities as well. So we've got a huge event going on this morning.
Oh, yeah, you guys do. One of my comments is that everybody should be thinking, you know, this past week, next couple of weeks, is all spring vacation, spring break, whatever they want to call it. I'm actually sitting in Frisco, Texas right now, where I went off to join my daughter and my grandkids for spring break here in Texas. And just like I say, and what I do is I practice. I took my daughter and my son-in-law shooting at some local ranges, and then I took my grandsons fishing.
There you go.
Local lake. Both of them got the chance to catch fish for the first time of any size. And, you know, this is what it's all about. That's why and I know very well that activity that Department of Fish and Wildlife does. I've seen those in other locations, not just Miles Square, and it'll be a zoo down there because that is such a great location.
Yeah. And you have so many activities. You have so many activities. We will try to behave, you know, but I think, you know me, I'm a child, so I'm going to go have some fun. You know,
Ron or somebody or Larry better be keeping a short leash on you.
Very short. I think they're going to have to use a chain instead of a leash this time.
I have one of those little ropes that I'll attach to him.
There you go.
I really hope this week that everybody, you know, when the kids are off, I hope the families go and do things, obviously shooting, taking classes to shoot, those type of things, obviously because we're on target, indoor shooting range. But also, there's an awful lot of outdoor activities I know I've recommended to some of my friends that they should run down to Dana Harbor and Newport Harbor and on up to Long Beach and Santa Monica if they want to go that far. You know, I pull up your webpage and I say, hey, here's the guys. Go talk to them. You can't talk to nicer people. These guys know what they're doing. They have fun boats. They have good crews. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so I know a couple of guys that are going to take their kids and off they go. And I recommended who they go talk to. So, you know, this is a good time to do it. The weather in California is radically different than the weather here in Texas. We're batting down the hatches for a big storm here today. So today's not an outdoor activity day like I'd hoped. But nevertheless, we're still going to do some indoor stuff. We're going to play with the kids. And just like there, go play with the kids. You know, take them out. Take with the older kids. You can take them down to the range. There's, you know, 5 indoor shooting ranges there in Orange County. And every one of them a great place to go to. And, you know, there's no better experience than that. And I would hope that, you know, and I know you do, Sergio. You go spend the time with your family.
Yeah.
You know, and you only have them once. I mean, especially boys, once they get to a certain age, they kind of like, Dad, and they blow you off, and off they go.
It's funny. Okay. It's funny. They come back. They come back to you later. You know, like later on in life, they come back to you.
Yeah. And there's nothing better than later on in life when you have a son that comes over to you and tells you, or your daughter, I'm glad we did that. You know, that was fun. And, of course, they never tell you at the time, but they do tell you later on. And those are great memories to partake with them, to sit around and say, hey, remember when? Oh, yeah, let's go do that again.
You know, let me share this with you. My son's 22 years old, and I get a kick out of it. And if he's listening right now, I know he's probably listening, so I'm going to have to spill the beans. But one of my biggest joys every single day is when he gets up or goes to bed and he goes, Papa, I love you. You know, and that just means the world, because I know it's legit, you know, and that's what we live for, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we should all strive for. I have a couple friends that don't have kids, but they've dedicated their life to raising and working with kids of all ages. And I know some of these kids that the one in particular, work with, and they think of him as another dad. They really do, because they just, you know, he has some honest love for him. So if you share your kids honest love and take them out and do something, don't let them sit around and play with video games. Don't let them just become couch mushrooms. Yes, it takes time from your day. Yes, it's difficult sometimes, but just go do it. You know, in the end, it's a much better time. Even if it's just down to the beach, come on over to the gun range. You know, we can put you in some classes. We have great classes for the whole family. And just go do something. I know that the owner Hook Schools, I can't recommend those any higher than, you know, my son and my son-in-law had the best time of their lives on that boat. And I'm not the best fisherman. I don't pretend to be. And I told him, I said, you guys hang around with that guy Sergio over there. He'll do okay by you.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I just volunteered you as a sponsor to the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby that we're going to have in Lake Elsinore later. So I thought I'd just, since you're in Texas, you can't reach out and hit me right now. So volunteer, the On Target will have a huge presence. We're going to videotape this thing. It's going to be unbelievable. And what I wanted to do is see if I can get two of your guys represented in the lake as a team, okay, and fish this derby under the On Target banner.
Okay. Consider it done. I have a couple of volunteers in mind.
Okay, perfect.
But,
if they have a boat,
I'm warning you now, they are Marines. They do carry guns.
Perfect.
And they don't. And they don't take, you know, ribbing real well. So I just want to warn you.
Well, I'm going to be on a boat with a T-shirt cannon, so I'll make sure I don't point it at them.
Okay.
hey, before we run out of time, because I don't want that to happen to us, give our listeners the phone number and the website to On Target Shooting Range.
Right. On Target Indoor Shooting Range is at 949-348-0352. It's 27692 Camino Capistrano, down in the city of Laguna Niguel, right off of 5 and Avery. www.ontargetrange.com. We have maps and everything else there. You can link, so you can pick us up from there. We're open. We got great people down there. We've got ammo. Don't have any 22s, but we do have everything else. We have limited 22s. We can get them. And one of the things I did, Sergio, you know, we've been talking about doing some TV shows and some catch and hunt and all this stuff. And I'm giving you a heads up now that I have lined up a hunt, a pheasant hunt for you and I.
Okay.
And Ron down there, and maybe one other person, probably Captain Larry, or I can imagine there's a couple of Captain Scotts out there that were.
Oh, let's go ahead and cue Rick up. You know, Rick's waiting on the side. Hey, good morning, Rick.
I want to go pheasant hunting. Sign me up.
Well, Captain Rick, I got a pheasant hunt for you out in Imperial County.
A pheasant hunt or a pheasant hat?
Pheasant hunting.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Sergio wanted to go out and do some hunting, and so I've made some arrangements. I've got it all set up, so and I'll get the dates with Sergio, so we can all do it.
Perfect.
And great. Then those same game is what we're also going to cook. So
awesome.
we'll save some and set them aside, and then we'll cook them for a show. And that's you know, going to be the most fun in the world right there. I want to see Sergio not shoot something with four legs and shoot something with.
Let me know when he's done, and then I'll get out of the car.
Well, you know, I don't want to pull a Cheney on you. Okay, but that would be great. And you know, the thought was, Rick, and you probably get into this. I mean, we go fishing, and we go hunting, and then we get together at a table, all of us, and share our fish. And our fowl in this case, so that would be fantastic. I would love to have Rick, and we'll definitely, you know, videotape this for an upcoming show. That's why that was the idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's just it worked out. I made some contacts, so I'll get together with you. We'll pick some a date or two, and then we'll go do it.
Perfect. That sounds great, Greg. That's you know, that's what we want to do. We want to share with our listeners, just broaden the spectrum. You know, we're finding more and more that 90% of our fishermen are also hunters. So share the love.
By the way, the great radio listeners here have filled up two of the clinics that we've had for advanced hunter education. You know, I keep talking about that, which is, if you want to get better, not only do you go to Owner Hook Schools, but you also go to the advanced hunter education program from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And the deer hunting clinic that we started out literally with five people in is now full, one in San Bernardino in April.
Mm-hmm.
We have several other hunts, so we go to the Advanced Hunter Education page, Department of Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife, and sign up. I mean, we got the land navigation. We also are we're not ready to announce the date, but we know it's in November.
Well, Greg, hold that thought. Let me go to a quick break. We're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we'll get right back, and we'll talk to Greg. We'll talk to Captain Rick Scott. I got Danny, and I have Hitson from San Fernando Valley. So we'll come right back.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the five shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in four different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the 1 mile long high speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Every goal, every game of Ducks hockey right here.
Knocked down low, center shot, fired wide by Lindholm. Rebound!
AM 830, KLAA.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And as we went to the break, we had Rick Scott, the captain of the Ocean Odyssey. We got Greg from On Target. And I just queued up Danny Jackson, our producer for Fox Sports West. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning to the A-team.
You know, the reason I queued you up, Greg has just now invited us to do a pheasant hunt for an upcoming show.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while. I'd love to do that, believe me.
And we'll take Captain
Rick. Well, we can set it up and do it. The thing is, we all want to make sure that Sergio's in front of us when he has a gun.
Yes, yes. You know.
As long as you don't look
sure
like a donkey.
And,
well,
Danny, you need to take telephoto lenses so that you're really way back.
I promise not to pull a Cheney. How's that?
Yeah, no Cheneys. No, none of those stuff. No.
Okay, so, Greg, one more time, your phone number and website.
Right, www.ontargetrange.com. It's 949-348-0352. And the last thing I was finishing up on, and then you can throw me off the air.
Oh, no, you can stay with us.
We've been trying real hard to put together a cooking, how to game care and cooking clinic here in Southern California. And right now, we've booked it for November. We're going to get the exact date. We have like two different weekends, so I don't want to announce anything yet. But this will be after their opener for dove, duck, deer, bear, and so we're going to have a plethora of different game that we're going to try and cook up for people to sign up for the class, see how you take care of specific game, what's the best way to cook it, and basically just have a good all-around experience on how to do that which you caught, captured, shot, whatever, and how to cook it, what's the best way to cook it. And this will be done with chefs that are Class A chefs. We'll have slow cookers, we'll have Dutch oven cookers, we'll have a whole bunch of stuff that we're putting together for this. So this is the first of its kind. People have been asking for it, and we've been working very hard to get it together. Up north, they did this. They actually used a culinary school.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And so that's what we've been trying to line up, as a good culinary school. And so I would like to, invite you guys down to partake of this too. Not so much as participants in a class, but at least, spectators. Because I think, Sergio, you'll enjoy yourself.
I'm a tasting. Yeah, we'll do the food tasting.
For sure.
And I'll take Viet with us, too. Okay, we'll go taste some food there.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and there's no reason we shouldn't take some fish, too. So, I mean, it's going to be a good class. We're trying real hard to make this a great experience. It'll be the first one, so there'll probably be bumps. But, this is what people need. I think you've seen this, Sergio, especially is over the years, and in the owner schools, you guys will say, "Well, what's the best way to cook this now?"
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we've been trying to do. What's the best way to cook the venison? What's the best way to cook the dove? Or, how do you barbecue it? How do you do this?
I'll tell you what. If you get some of your chefs, they actually go step by step. Danny, can we actually film these guys going step by step tutorial, like how to cook it, in about three to five minute video?
We could do all of that. I would really look forward to that, Greg. We can do that.
Okay, great. I'll put that forward to the group and tell them that's what we want to do, and we'll set the dates and we'll work hard to make it happen. Because I think that does nothing but benefit. You can bring it up and put a link on your webpage, Sergio.
Exactly what I was thinking.
And away we go. I mean, this is the best thing for everybody out there.
You know what? I mean, I always wanted to do that. Put up menus for the different species. But, I mean, here what we can do is not only write it, but if we can videotape it, it makes it that much easier for people to identify with, and follow. So,
right.
Greg,
right.
We'll do
and
that.
And that's the best of all worlds right there.
In fact, Rick, I'm talking about Captain Rick Scott on the Ocean Odyssey. I like to do the same thing when we go on some of these tuna trips. Maybe bring out a tuna and then show how you guys cook it on the Ocean Odyssey.
That would be excellent.
We got
to talk about chefs, and he can show everybody how to prepare their tuna.
Yeah, and we're going to be videotaping a lot of our schools, folks. So I'm going to keep Danny really, really busy. The sheriff is—he's coming with both guns blazing. Okay.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I look forward to it. I really do, because this is exciting times.
Perfect. All right, Greg, thank you so much for sharing this time. And I'll tell you what, big, huge supporter of the kids as well. And we'll talk about some other projects I've got coming down the line. And just want to give you a heads up there, Greg. I volunteered you as a sponsor for the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby at Lake Elsinore. Okay?
You got it.
And we're going to videotape that one as well and put it on for a show. Okay? Greg, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thank you, and you guys have a good rest of the weekend, and be safe.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey.
All right. Hold on here, because I want to have Danny. The idea is to go on probably all three of your trips with us and videotape this and show what you do as a captain, what your crew flies around the deck taking care of all the passengers, and the awesome accommodations that you have on the Ocean Odyssey. And also, like I said, maybe film some of this catch being cooked and served. And there's Danny. Danny, tell him what you want to see.
Oh, no, we can do all of that. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been on Ocean Odyssey in a while, and we just need to get new footage and all of the additions and improvements and everything. And we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we'll have a good summer, a good season. Hopefully we've got all the tunas and be nice if the bluefins return like they did, and who knows, maybe we'll factor in some of those long fins. That would be nice. So, yeah.
What do you think, Rick?
Oh yeah, I would like to see some of the albacore come back. That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
To have an albacore show.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're looking forward to it. The recipe thing is a good idea. Not just in print, but on video, and
mm-hmm.
People love to see that. Learn how to prepare. the different varieties, even yellowtail and all of that. So we'll get that done this summer, this season. We're looking forward to it, Rick and Sergio.
Hey. Everybody's chance to be famous for 5 minutes.
There you go. Rick, stay on the line. Hey, Danny, so what do we got coming up this weekend?
Well, tomorrow, 9:30 tomorrow morning, we're gonna rerun one of the Ronnie Kovacs trips that was to Cabo San Lucas. It's really an exciting trip. Lots of good fishing for Dorado, big sailfish, huge sailfish in this episode. It's 9:30 tomorrow morning, very exciting one, and Cabo San Lucas, tomorrow morning, 9:30, Fox Sports West.
All right. So tell them what you posted up yesterday on.
Thursday night, we went out to the Long Beach Breakwall again with, of course, Chris from Bass Knuckles and Bobby. Had excellent fishing. There were some nice calicos, bigger grade of the big grumpy sand bass. But we flew the drone for the first time at the wall. Very exciting. Quite an adrenaline rush getting it back into the boat. But go to anglerchronicles.com, and you'll see that video there. It's a lot of fun. Plus some clips there from an upcoming show, Big Bass and Bugs at the Long Beach Federal Breakwall. It's all on anglerchronicles.com, Sergio.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're going to keep you really, really busy there, Sheriff.
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it, Sergio.
All right, Danny, I know you got to go, so thank you so much for calling in. And everybody, tune in to Fox Sports West. And as of April, you said it was 6th is our first weekend?
April 6th, that would be the first show, yes.
April 6th, we will launch the new show with a lot of action, a lot of fun, and a lot of technology. And we'll leave it there. How's that?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
You have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Danny.
All right, see you guys.
All right.
Man, how exciting.
Oh, it's great.
I logged on to the anglerchronicles.com website last night and watched that video that he's talking about. An unbelievable action, man. He is on top of every video game.
All right. Hey, Rick.
Hey, I'm still here.
Yeah, stay on. We got to take another break, we'll come back straight with you and get all the 411 on what's going on in the Ocean Odyssey, okay?
You got it.
All right. Radio Outdoor Expeditions, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back. Hitson, just stay by. We'll be right back. Trees went back. Me and Dell were singing. Little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkeley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenwick, Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and Calstar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also, check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room. The first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. 3-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine shuffled games.
Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to four hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Hello, Southern California anglers. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here to tell you about some of the great fishing products that are produced right here in Southern California at the Phoenix Tackle Company. For over 25 years, the Phoenix Tackle Company has been handcrafting custom quality freshwater and saltwater jigs, lures, spinnerbaits, and sinkers. So, if you like catching saltwater fish, be it spotted bay bass, sand bass, calicos, lingcod, or albacore, or yellowtail, or even maybe a white sea bass, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their shad heads, spinnerbaits, football jigs, sinkers, and even shad heads with weed guard. If you like catching freshwater fish, be it largemouth or smallmouth bass, stripers, bluegill, trout, or catfish, again, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their football jigs, casting jigs, flipping jigs, spinner baits, finesse sliding sinkers, drop shot weights, and more. You can find all these and other custom quality Phoenix Tackle Company products at your local tackle stores. For more information or to order direct, you can find them at www.phoenixbaits.com. That's www.phoenixbaits.com or call them at 951-296-0912.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Welcome back to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we were talking to Captain Rick Scott, and I've got Hitson from San Fernando just on the, you're right there on the mound. So I'll be right back to you. Hey, Rick, so tell me what's going on with all the activity on the Ocean Odyssey.
Right now we're just running school trips, but we're getting lined up for the summertime, and the phones are ringing off the hook. So I apologize for all the background noise here. I'm going three-quarter day fishing to catch yellowtail on my favorite three-quarter day boat, the Malahini, today for my birthday. So
today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Captain Rick Scott.
Rick Scott.
Happy birthday to you and many bluefin tuna to you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that's great, Rick. So you're going off. They're in the Coronados area, right?
Yeah, at the Coronados. And bait's been a problem the last couple of days, so they haven't been able to get them. They finally got some nice bait here last night, so hopefully we'll be able to get on the fish today.
Perfect, perfect. And I heard they're like 25 to 30-pound fish.
Yeah, an occasional 35, 40-pounder.
Oh, even bigger. Okay. And, we, you know, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about I know that. Can I give a little bit of information? What I heard, and you tell me if it's true.
Yeah, go ahead.
I heard they're on the yo-yo jig and the surface iron, in a mint and white preferable color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and make sure that your jigs are equipped. And how would you be? Cut that hook off, and make sure you put in a Stinger 76 treble.
Right.
Either the 4X or even the 5X. Okay, nice and strong and. That way you don't lose that fish, and I put that split ring in there so I give you more turns.
Yeah.
So on a three-quarter day, they're catching them.
They're getting them. So I'm going to go out and give it a shot and see if I can catch one for my birthday.
I love it. Post a picture up. I want to share it on our Facebook page.
I will.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to the Ocean Odyssey. Okay, we have our first trip with you. When is it, Ron? When is our first trip with Rick?
The first one is, you caught me off guard here.
July 8th through July 10th. It's a day and a half. Okay, we'll be going out there, and all they have to do is call Dina. And if I get this number right, it's 619-889-4535.
Right, or log on to OceanOdysseyFishing.com and book right online.
And that'll be the first one. And heads up to all our listeners, if you want to be famous, this is your opportunity. We're going to put Danny and the production team on these trips. And if we have a great trip in July, I mean, just off the hook, then that will get printed. But I'm hoping to do, like, at least two trips, okay, so we can get a variety. Okay.
I want to do all three. I want to make everybody famous.
There you go. There you go. You know, Robert's over there. I know that Robert, our board operator, he's going to be joining us for one of the trips. Which one are you going on, Robert?
October 8th.
October 8th. There he goes. So make sure you sign up. Once again, give the phone number and the website.
619-889-4535 or log on to OceanOdysseyFishing.com. We've got the whole schedule up there and follow it through the summer.
Very good. I also want to give you your kudos. I want to thank you for donating that trip for the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby in Lake Elsinore.
Okay. Oh, my pleasure.
And if you can make it out May 3rd or 4th, I know it's tough for you on a Saturday, Sunday. Love to have you. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Perfect. Rick, thank you so much, buddy. Have a great day on the water. And post some pictures so we can post it on and share with our listeners and viewers, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay,
have a great day.
And I'll get back to you on that pheasant hunt.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks. All right, let me take care of some of our listeners here. Let's go to Hitson in San Fernando. Good morning, Hitson.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
How you guys doing? This is Armando Steel City from the Fishing Explicit on Facebook.
Oh, Armando, how are you?
What's up, Armando?
I'm doing good. How was everything at the Fred All Show? Was I seeing you guys?
It was wonderful. How was it for you guys, Zaviet?
Oh, it was great. We always look forward to that every year. We get to see all the anglers out there that are using our product, getting their feedback. It's such a wonderful show for us.
Yeah, and I think it was better attended this year than last year. You guys' feeling?
I think it was, man, the excitement in the air to get some of the new fishing gear. I know Armando came by and said hello to our booth as well. You know, everybody's excited about getting out there and spending some outdoor adventures with friends and family. And Fred Hall, man, not only is the Long Beach show off the hook, but the San Diego show's coming.
Yeah, the Del Mar show is coming up the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, so Thursday through Sunday. We will be there. Ron and I will be there. We have a booth. Our friends from Cedrus Adventures will be there, and we'll have come by our booth, and we'll have some information on owner hooks as well and all our schools and just the latest and greatest. We'll be there. So what do you got going out? Just a shout-out to the boys? Was that it?
Yeah. I'm out here with the Los Anglers. I'm at Irvine Lake right now in Lyon. It's about 400 cars just ready to get inside and try to win some of this money.
That's right. Today is
the Sports Chalet. It's the big Berkeley Sports Chalet annual tournament. It's the, I think, 12th annual.
Perfect. I know that, Tony, you're going to try to hit there this afternoon as well.
Yeah, we'll be at the awards ceremony. We've got to I want to see some of these big fish coming out. I mean, it's
I do know they put some big boys this week in the stocking. Danny showed us he shared with us the stocking video, some big fish. So, Armando, good luck on that. Big, huge hello to all the boys there. I know exactly who you're talking about. So give them our hello and wish them best of luck. And
yeah.
I can't be there today. I would have been there, but we've got the kids. You know, I got to go to the kids.
And I know Armando is geared up, aren't you, Armando, with your secret weapon and favorite attractant?
Oh, yeah. I got the bite on. I got the owner hooks. I'm ready to go. Just wanted to call and support you guys. I said I was going to call in today. Good show, good information. Look forward. I'll call you guys back in the future.
Yeah, see you at Winner's Circle today.
Thanks a lot.
All right, and you know what? Stay on the line, Armando, and we'll get your information, and we'll send you out some good owner hooks goodie package. Just specify if you want saltwater or freshwater, okay? And we'll make
sounds
it worth your
while. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Armando.
That's
a good friend of Facebook.
That's awesome.
You know? Can we go to Josh? I got Josh wants a question about bite on.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How are you, Josh?
Good, good. We're setting up here at the kids' event, Miles Square right now.
Far out.
I'm sorry?
I said far out.
What's going on down there, Josh?
Okay, Josh, I get caught also in this generation gap. For us in my time, to say far out was really good. I guess now groovy was before my time. So now it'd be like, so what? When you want to say something's really rad, I mean, that's even old school. What's the word now, Josh?
Just cool. We have a really cool event going.
Wait. Cool? Cool is like Fonzie, okay?
We got Fonzie.
You know, that's okay. I can do cool because I remember. Hey, cool. Yeah. Well, let me do this. Cool, man. Cool. What's going on, Josh?
Oh, nothing. We just got a whole bunch of raffle prizes unpackaged. We got the big CF set up. Everybody's working here. We're putting it all together for these kids today.
That's what we want to hear.
A lot of kids lining up, or what's the activity like?
Yeah, we got some people lining up, and a lot slowly starting to fill, but should burst here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's still kind of early.
Everybody's doing
it's
the
27.
Pre.
Yeah, I mean, give us a chance to put the booths up. Very good. Hey, Josh, I know you like the Owner Hook schools. We got to get you on some of these trips, okay?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, and I want to thank you for all your efforts this morning. I know you have to go back to work after setting up, correct?
Hello, Josh. For the kids.
Yeah, so Josh, you're going to help set up and then you go to work, correct?
I'm sorry?
Okay, so you're going to set up today for the kids, and then do you have to go to work on top of that?
No, I actually requested a stay off just for the kids.
Wow, far out. I really appreciate it. So I know you got you and Lily and Eddie. Are you down there?
Yeah, we also got Mama Agar and Tom as well.
Very good. And
Larry, everybody's here.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Viet over at Owner was very gracious to provide T-shirts and red hats for all the volunteers. So as soon as I get there, I will be handing those out so that you're easily identifiable. It's a white Owner T-shirt with a nice, bright red hat. I know, Ron, you're not too happy about everybody wearing red hats.
That's my lucky color, and I was the original red hat. But now, you know what? Red's lucky.
Sharing is caring.
It looks really good on Ron.
Yeah, it does. You know, so I can't wear red, so I always wear black. All right, Josh. Looking forward to seeing you. Okay, figure I'll be there about 7:30, 7:45. I want to stop by, see if I can grab some donuts to get some sugar in you guys, so you can keep up with the kids. Okay.
All right, it sounds good. We're all waiting you.
All right, we'll see you soon, brother.
Have fun.
All
righty,
have
guys.
A good day, sir.
All right, thanks. Let's go to another listeners. Lou from Fullerton. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, Sergio. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good.
Morning.
Hey,
I just
morning.
Want to give a shout out. You did a wonderful job on the tribute booth to Ronnie. The videos by Danny were just excellent. Standing there watching them until we lost our lights there that Saturday.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Are you guys going to have that booth down in Del Mar?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. I don't know how you guys can top it, but it was excellent, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
You know, for our first time, I think it was kind of rustic at best. I have some really huge plans for next year. I'm thinking instead of, you know how everybody puts a booth our size, unlike Owner Hooks, which is a big, huge event. What I want to do is create, instead of those trifold type panels that you see in a 10x10, I want to create like a wall unit where I can fit in like 5 32-inch screens or something.
Nice.
And have 5 different episodes going on at the same time. But all the fishing stuff, you know, just forget about, you know, just fishing. And that would be cool, you know, and also have for next year as well. I'd like to have, you know, Wi-Fi set up so that people can actually peruse our website and just get on it and check it out. And then, Ron, we can get a feedback right from people there.
Yeah.
You know?
With the webpage and the Angler Chronicles website, you guys can join in right away.
How does that sound? Okay, how does that sound, Lou?
It sounds great, but you know, we're at the Long Beach Convention Center. We already have Wi-Fi there. We had people there standing in the aisles with their laptops or their iPads, just cruising all the different booths looking for deals. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can get a bigger booth if you talk to Mike Lum. He'll just take your dough. He'll give whatever you want.
Well, I mean, you know what? You know, it's their first year, so next year I'm coming with the guns blazing. Don't worry. And we just want to make a very, very inclusive atmosphere. Lou.
Oh, wonderful. Keep it up.
Thanks for calling in. Hang on the line. We'll get all your information. Okay.
Okay, guys, have a safe weekend.
Perfect. And we got to go to another break. So we're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I got to go pour some more coffee. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Hey everybody, it's Ronnie, and I want to tell everyone about Typhoon. What's Typhoon? Oh, nothing, except just the official sunglass brand of Radio Outdoor Expeditions. That's right, Typhoon is the finest in polarized optics at affordable prices. I was recently introduced to Typhoon sunglasses, and let me tell you, after trying them out, I am definitely hooked. What really impressed me is Typhoon's new AquaView hydrophobic lens. What's AquaView hydrophobic? AquaView Hydrophobic is Typhoon's superior lens coating that is 1. Water repellent, 2. Anti-static, and 3. Smudge proof. This is ideal for fishermen because we're always dealing with water spray and dirty hands and even anchovy scales. With AquaView Hydrophobic lenses, you won't have to worry about water spots. Water just beads up and flows off the lens. Plus, dust, dirt, and oils wipe right off the AquaView's ultra-smooth hard surface for smudge-free vision. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Simply go to TyphoonOptics.com today. That's TyphoonOptics.com today.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle-sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
It's time for the 38th Annual Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Discover fishing, boating, international travel, camping, hunting, fly fishing, archery, and much, much more. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Toyota Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Typhoon Bass Tank, the Accurate Reel Saltwater Tank, air gun ranges, laser shot, archery, casting, and a full day of family fun. Over 200 high-quality seminars presented by Progressive Insurance, the San Diego Ford Dealers, Cousins Tackle, Hobie Kayaks, and Keep America Fishing. Enter to win a custom Sea of Cortez fishing trip to Rancho Leonero, a pair of Accurate fishing reels, or a Hobie Pro Angler Kayak. Kids free, kids fish free, military free. March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. Oh my gosh, I'm getting tongue-tied. On Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And just want to remind everybody that we're really excited. We have a bunch of kids, 700 to 1,000 kids at Miles Square Park coming up shortly. And again, we want to thank Viet for coming in and his support with these children and the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Viet, we can't thank you enough.
Hey, I appreciate you reaching out to us. I mean, the kids, they're the anglers of tomorrow. That's what it's all about. It's our pleasure to help out in any way that we can.
Perfect. And so let's close up the show with the latest and greatest and the things that you featured at the Fred Hall Show. What should people be looking for from the Owner line?
Well, again, you know, it was a great show. Fred Hall in Long Beach. We appreciate everybody coming out and stopping by. You know, two of the newer products that we introduced at the show that have been a huge hit. And the first is that mosquito circle hook. And I know Tony here is a big fan of it. You know, the regular mosquito hooks have been a staple in Southern California surf and trout fishing for years and years. And we took the same wire and we created an offset circle hook with it. And a lot of benefits to that. You know, your surf anglers, your bait's going to hold on a lot better with that inward point. So when you're casting, you know, in a wind, it's not, your bait's not going to fall off. And it's a self-setting hook, you know. So, you know, for newer anglers and anglers that are used to using Mutus and Super Mutus on the long-range boats, now you can do the same fishing for trout and fishing from the beach, not have to set that hook. And with that super, super fine wire, you know, it's going to penetrate the fish's mouths a lot easier. And, Tony, I know you've had a lot of success with it. Any feedback?
Be it honestly, it's one of the best hook sets I've seen. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be one of the first anglers here to be able to test and use it and really, really take it to the maximum. I mean, I've yet to lose a fish on that hook. You know, it's a size 6 owner. It was something new that I haven't tried. Yeah, I was really used to that thin wire, super sharp 6, 8, or 10. And since I've been using that, that's pretty much all that's in my tackle box. And my friends, well, they've taken them all. So I probably need to get some more.
Isn't that funny how it always happens?
It's, yeah. And then we had the seminars over at the Fred Hall, and I think people really were asking a lot of questions when we were talking about the trout and specifically on those new owner hooks. Just a great product all around.
A circle hook where there wasn't a circle hook before. So if Viet said, if you got used to using the Mutus, okay, there you go. It just extends the line and it gives you an opportunity. I like the idea of holding the bait there, especially in the surf, because you're dealing with so much movement, so much current.
There's nothing else on the market like it. No. I mean, it's just super sharp, ultra fine, and really light.
And remember, guys, when you're using that, you don't have to set the hook. It's automatically going to do it for you.
Correct. So we implore you to go to the Owner Hooks website. It's ownerhooks.com, okay, and look into that. And also go to the Facebook page, Owner Hooks, and like it. We've actually featured that hook in the past. Get in there. So product number two.
Oh, again, just to touch back on that Owner Mosquito Circle, we currently offer it in size 6 to 2-aught, so definitely look for it in your favorite local retailer. The second one is our Chum Bucket Sabiki. I mean, we've all used Sabikis fishing from piers and for making bait from the longboats for years and years. You know, and this new product is kind of new concept developed in Japan, last year. It's just a regular shrimp skin sabiki with a weighted chum bucket at the bottom. And, you know, stuffing that chum bucket, you know, with cut bait or, you know, I've even seen anglers stuff it with pet food and whatnot. Sitting in the current's going to disperse that chum, attract all kinds of bait fish to your sabikis. And in turn, you know, with where the bait fish are, the big predators are there also. And keep an eye out. We've actually got a video being made right now with that particular product. And when it is made, we'll have it on our Facebook page, on our website. And it's something pier anglers, boat anglers, anybody can really use.
Yeah. I mean, go to the Facebook page, ownerhooks.com, and hit the new products, okay? It's probably the fastest way to get to it. I'm looking at it as the Chum Bucket Sabiki. I want to ask a question. I'm looking at the photo, and it looks like the top hook line is longer than the bottom one. Is that the way it is?
Yeah. Those are all kind of scattered links and everything just to avoid tangling, all that good stuff.
But you know what's nice, too, is as the chum comes out of the bucket, you want to be able to hit different distances from the main line. Right. So that's good. And it's a 1-ounce weight, so it's plenty of weight to get you to the right spot where the bait are. Okay, I mean, I can just think how countless times you just pull up and you got to make some sardine and you got to make some mackerel, and this is perfect. Ron, remember, we used one of these at Cedrus.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get a hold of a couple of them at Cedrus, and we had to make bait for our yellowtail, you know, the mackerel. It was incredible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was funny because now everybody knows that Cedrus is just like an aquarium, and you can find all kinds of fish. But we did it originally with the old sabiki rigs, and it took us probably about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes the first time. Okay, and the second time I go, oh, wait a minute, we have the new sabiki. So we took, he had some old bait, and we mushed it. I mean, we had an improviser on the boat, and we filled up the bucket. Okay, but what took 20 minutes took less than five.
And not only that, there was so much mackerel around that chum bucket that we were pulling four and five.
Yeah, one on each hook.
On each hook.
You know, and so it's a great, great innovation. I mean, to have on your arsenal, you know, when you need bait, and you can make it, especially for the private boater. You know, this is the way to go. It just seems like a lot of fun. And I can even think of, what's the weight class on the line? Do you know? 20-pound, you think? 15-pound?
There's four different sizes that we offer.
So. Perfect. So. You know, I mean, I'm the reason I say that is because it would be great for some of the bays, okay, to actually fill the chum bucket and then catch a bass. You know, on this thing, this would be a lot of fun because, you know, in a private boat, you don't get a chance to chum. Now you could. I'd put a plastic on the end of that hook, you know, a little worm type plastic, and then put some chum. And it wouldn't be cheating because we're not really fishing with bait. We're just We're just trying to attract them.
That's all we're doing.
You know, so this is good. Anything else coming up from owner that? I'll say the beast hook is a huge winner.
Yeah, beast hook, and then, you know, our flashy swimmer, you know, is really starting to take off with the local bass anglers here. You know, we've got a lot of things in the works, you know, that we'll introduce in July at the ICAST show. So definitely keep an eye out. Follow us on Facebook, and also, you know, check out our website at www.ownerhooks.com.
All right, there you go. Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks. And there couldn't be a truer statement. Huge partner. It's been awesome to be with you. I've been with you guys in one fashion or another for over 10 years, and it's just great. You know, you walk in there, like I posted a picture last week, and it's good to go home, you know? And that's where my home flag is. Folks, we got to go. I mean, it's time to go take care of about 700,000 kids. I want to thank everybody that's coming out there, everybody who volunteered, all our sponsors who gave up so much to make these kids a day a good one. We're going to go do our job and make sure we do that. Viet, thank you for being here, buddy.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Tony, Ron, we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye now.